Thank you everyone for coming out to today's talk on responsible computer usage. My goal is to teach you some basic procedures that can help you to keep your personal data and information safe. First, I'll talk about how to keep your computer itself safe and secure, and then I'll cover a few good practices you can adopt when making passwords. First of all, I'd like to put to rest a flawed notion that many people have. I've heard countless people try and tell me that only machines that run Microsoft Windows get computer viruses, but that's not true. Any type of computer can get a virus, even a Macintosh or a machine that runs an advanced operating system like Linux. No matter what kind of machine you have, there are two ways viruses can get on your computer. The first way is using some sort of external media like a USB thumb drive or a DVD or an external hard drive, anything that someone plugs into your computer. The other way is by downloading software or any file really from the internet or visiting a website that's got malware on it. There's one question I ask myself whenever I'm getting data from somebody or looking to download something from a website. Do I trust this person? And I don't mean trust in terms of them wanting to do something malicious to you. The person could just not be very computer savvy and might have viruses on their machine that could put yours at risk. Sometimes there's no avoiding the situation, though, and that's why every user, even the most careful among us, should install certain types of software to stay protected. The most important software you can have on your computer is an antivirus program. This will inform you if any of the files on your computer, or even files you're attempting to download, are infected with a virus. If a virus is found, the software quarantines it, just like a hospital would quarantine a sick person, to prevent the virus from spreading. Another piece of software that comes in handy is an anti-malware program. Whereas computer viruses are designed to physically destroy your hardware or erase your data, malware is designed to steal personal information. Malware programs can log your keystrokes, read your passwords, and send copies of your personal data to perfect strangers. I also wanted to talk a little about how to protect your information while online. The most often overlooked part of online security is a strong password. Guess what the three most common passwords are? 123456, 12345, and the word password. Those three passwords alone, according to estimates, comprise about 1 in 40 of all passwords. That means, going by the law of averages, at least one of you has a password that I just named. If someone's going to try and hack into your email account or personal data, they are certainly going to start with the most common passwords. If you have a password that is a word which appears in the dictionary, you can easily be hacked. Or if the password is a piece of public personal information like your phone number, birth date, or spouse's name. Did you realize that hackers can run thousands, even millions of password attempts a second in order to break into your accounts? Apart from not using the sorts of passwords I've just described, there are certain guidelines you can follow to make sure your password is next to impossible to be guessed by hackers. First of all, make your password long. 10 characters is a good minimum length. Secondly, make sure you use lowercase letters, uppercase letters, numbers, and even symbols if they are allowed. Not to get too much into math, but let's say you have a 10-character password comprised of upper and lowercase letters and numbers. That's 62 characters you have to choose from. And if your password is 10 characters long, that means you have 62 to the 10th power potential password combinations. That's more than 800 quadrillion, an 8 with 17 zeros following it. A hacker will never be able to randomly guess your password unless you write it down somewhere and they find it. Never write down your password. Commit it to memory as soon as possible. All right, now I'll talk about some popular software programs you can use to protect your computer against threats.